story. WABF and Swap Shop at 928-9228. Don't feel like you're interrupting us, but we do have a guest that's popped into the studio. We want to welcome T. Jensen Lacey. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori and Mark. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate you letting me come in to see you this morning.
Yes, you've got a new book just in time for the Christmas gift-giving season.
I do, and I brought one for you, Lori. It's A Coastal Alabama Christmas Carol. The subtitle is A Southern Spin on the Charles Dickens Classic. So I took the Dickens story with the three ghosts and the stingy man and all and moved it from 18th century London to modern-day Fairhope.
Wow. Okay. Will we recognize people in it, or is this completely fictional?
There are some real people in it, and I got their permission to be, like Cecil Christenberry is in it.
Okay.
And Linda, and of many shops in the area, from Jewelwyn's to Old Time Feed and the Grand Hotel and many other places.
So, okay.
And people.
So it's got that local spin to it.
Oh, yes, from the clock to, you know, the jewelry stores to the big pier park and everything. So even people who don't live here will get it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. To me, it's extra special when you read about something that you know or it's taking place where you live.
Oh, I think so. I had a lot of fun writing it, and my proofreaders, well, one of them had pneumonia at the time, and she said, I'll only read a chapter a day, and she read the entire thing, even as sick as she was, and in one sitting, and
right.
So, and I could hear her laughing and then coughing, but, you know, she, so she liked it, so.
Good. And don't you, you've got a couple of other projects. I mean, you were with us maybe, what, 2 years ago for our first Friday Art Walk open house, and you've been with us for our dear friend, the late Todd Johnson's show. So you have other books also available.
Yes, I'm working on book number 21 right now, and it's a cookbook, and it's called, well, I'm not even going to give you the title because somebody might steal it. It's a really good title. But and so it's a lot of recipes that are unique to this area and to southern Alabama. We call it L.A., Lower Alabama.
Right.
So, and I'm having a book signing at Page and Palette this Saturday, 10:30 to 12:30. I'll be signing several copies of books like Amazing Alabama, the Bicentennial Edition, and that's one of my tourable history books in that series, and the Coastal Alabama Christmas Carol book, and Henry the Pelican, and maybe a couple others.
That's right. I think we had you here for Henry the Pelican.
Yeah.
Yes,
so that's a child's book.
Yeah,
children's book.
It's my one bilingual picture book, and it's a long story about that, but the illustrator and the translator kept arguing about where to put the words over pictures, and so I wrote the story in about 30 minutes about our local bird, Henrietta the Pelican, but it took me 11 months to get them to stop arguing and come out with the work. So.
That's cute. So that's interesting. It's a bilingual book. I had forgotten that.
It's in English and Spanish on the same page, so you have to buy two separate copies. And English teachers like it, and ESL, English as a Second Language students like it because they can learn English or Spanish.
Or